2025 season is upon us. Coming this weekend, I think football, college football in general, starting on Thursday, I believe.
Other than the Ireland game.
Tennessee set with the 15 on strength of schedule nationally, according to ESPN's Football Power Index. Maybe the third easiest in the SEC. We're going to talk about a lot of things, even down to a little jersey sponsorship, something that is near and dear to the Duke's heart. You got Bird, you got Duke, you got Tennessee Fan Talk.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Vols fans, the best fans in football, rowdy. Passionate. Dedicated, and this is where Vol Nation comes to talk. Welcome to the hottest spot for all things Tennessee Vols. This is Tennessee Fan Talk, where the orange and white comes to life with a dash of humor, a sprinkle of wit, and a whole lot of southern charm, bringing you the latest updates, breaking news, and some good old-fashioned laughs along the way. We're the water cooler chat you wish you were having at the office, minus the boring stats. Whether you bleed orange or you're just dipping your toes into the world of Tennessee sports, this is for everybody. It's loud, it's proud, it's Tennessee Fan Talk. And now your hosts, Bird and the Duke.
Hey, Tennessee fans, this is week one. Getting our our dual preseason episode here. We got the Duke returning.
I'm back. I was in contract negotiations, folks.
As he's wearing his Adidas jersey. 2024 Vols under Heupel's fourth season as head coach. Go 10-3, 6-2 in the SEC. First ever college football playoff appearance. After the expansion there, Ohio State, with how they put a whooping on them, we knew that they were going to go all the way. Of course, they did. Dylan Sampson gone, but the SEC Offensive Player of the Year, Nico Amalivia, did just that.
And I call him Nico, I'ma smell you later.
And now we set the stage for the 2025 Tennessee Vols schedule. Appreciate you guys tuning in to another season of Tennessee Fan Talk. It's been a long off season. We didn't do much work. But we have our reasons. Stay out of it.
If you only knew.
Coming up this weekend is the first game. Syracuse, who surprisingly did well last season. Same record as us, 10-3. Had a breakout, but they lost quite a few key offensive pieces. I think 11 in total.
Are they in the Big East or the ACC? I don't know.
ACC.
It's a joke.
Oh, I know. Okay. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like, are they? Can we call them the Orange Men? Are they only the Orange?
Syracuse, is that? playing a neutral site in Atlanta. We're gonna talk about that. We're gonna pick our picks for Tennessee for this year. We waited a little long. I had something pop up last week. We were going to do it last week. So we're going to fit a lot of things into this episode. Hold on with us. First things first, before they take the field, they have to put on their gear.
Yeah, but that's for next year. They're still wearing Nike this year.
They have Nike this year. That's right. Yeah. That's right. So it is the 20. See, so that's okay. We can still talk about it now.
Well, sure, because it's a big deal.
It is a big deal. It is a big deal. They're saying Oregon, what money? Who? Who's got what? Who's got the number one?
Sure. I mean, I have my Casey Clawson jersey that I bought from the bookstore. I think it was circa 2001. Now you might ask yourself, is it less impressive that I was that fat when I was that young, or is it more impressive that I'm that skinny when I'm this old?
I'm going the latter.
Sure. I'll take it. I mean, it's a little tight up top, but we still got it.
Well, it's a little tight up top when you got pads on. So,
sure. But no, I mean, I'm all for it. If the dollar number's right, if it's 20 mil a year,
I mean, come on.
You'd be stupid not to.
You'd be crazy.
Now, I would agree that their stuff is probably a little inferior to Nike
right, when
it comes to the quality of their jerseys that they put on the players, right? But in this day and age, money talks, buddy.
Money talks. You got to have money to get the players.
I saw this. I think it was on three. Well, I was watching something on three. Jeremiah Smith for Ohio State, the number one receiver in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
He's an Adidas athlete. Now, he can't wear it during the game, and he can't wear it inside the facility, but he is still getting paid from Adidas. So when he goes pro, he's going to wear Adidas cleats.
When I'm walking to and from my dormitory, I had to get on my Adidas kicks.
Sure. And if what I've been reading is that this is some of it's going to go directly to NIL, and Adidas is notorious for signing kids out of high school
mm-hmm.
and pushing them towards mm-hmm. the universities they want them to go
mm-hmm.
to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if we get, you know what I'm saying?
We got another worldwide recognized brand attached to our NIL, to the collective.
Well, I mean, Nike was too, right? But still, Nike is worldwide bigger than Adidas. And we've got Von Lichtenstein designing stuff for us, you know, being a German and whatnot.
You know, the one thing, and you and I differ on this, is I like the Nike font that they developed for Tennessee.
The numbers, I hate it.
And the Tennessee, you know, spelled out Tennessee.
I hate the volunteer.
I like it. I think it looks
good.
That
reminds me of Sylvan East High School and Oklahoma. Now.
So what do they do? Do they go back to
the
90s font?
Well, they should, because here's the thing. This is the great thing, because with Nike, I'm just assuming that we designed something, Nike approved it or made tweaks, sent it back, blah, 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 back and forth,
right, back and forth.
Well, now you got Tiffany in the arts design department down at UT, and they might have a class project winner. You know, bam, everybody make a jersey. Bam, there it is.
Come on, Tiffany.
Yeah, just, you know.
I like your random name out of the pot there.
Sure. I mean, not to be called, you know, could be Steve.
Tiffany could be a dude. I mean, you know.
And really?
See how Cracker Barrel's
going. The gap has closed, I would think, with the product from Nike and Adidas from what it was when we had it back in the day.
Mm-hmm. As far as product quality?
Sure, yeah. And, like, yeah, you know, and fit and whatever.
Yeah.
And they had some atrocious jerseys.
It was horrible. It was horrible.
I mean, but that was Adidas doing the designing, I think. Now we can do that. But, yes, what they better do is start outlining the away numbers in black.
Yes.
And they better, you know what would be really cool? You know the Vols logo that has the star in it? Why don't we throw that on the helmet every once in a while? Just every,
you know?
I mean, I get that the T is the brand.
Right.
But there's there's another state that uses a T too.
There is. One that finished better than us last year.
Sure. But, and the thing that's great about, and I don't think it's changing, but we have options. We don't have to buy Adidas polos, folks. Volunteer Traditions, great.
Mm-hmm.
Cutter and Buck, great.
Mm-hmm.
Under the Radar, people need to give them a look. It's Turtleson.
Who?
Out of Turtleson, they're out of Bristol. Great. That's my favorite. So, at the end of the day, the only thing that might be going down is some of the team, some of the fan apparel, and I don't care about that. I'm for it, but also with that being said, I'm actively buying as much Nike stuff as I can until my wife divorces me. I went to Alumni Hall today.
Is it all on sale?
Nope. Yeah. Nope. Well, full price, buddy.
Then,
I mean,
we know what you're paying at Alumni Hall. God.
It's cheap. It's just as cheap as the bookstore. Or Fanatics. Fanatics couldn't pry a dollar from my cold, dead body.
It really, some of that stuff is so bad. So bad.
Fanatic is the worst. That is big corporate at the worst. Bring back Hound Dogs.
So bad.
Real ones, no.
We're going to go through the schedule of Tennessee with a couple potential trap games. The first one being this weekend, while some of our major SEC competitors are playing like Marshall and Sullivan East and all of these, we get a Syracuse that could be a trap game. Neutral site, you know, you got a fast, aggressive team, new coach, had him great last year. You know, this is a tone setting kind of game. What's going to happen? They are projected to win, but close. The question is can Tennessee play four quarters? That's the question.
And Josh Heupel, we trust.
Can they play four quarters? Aguilar's played Syracuse, right? And he was named the starter. I don't think he'll be the starter by the end of it.
You have no hope in him?
I mean, you
ain't got nobody telling you what's going on down there. You don't trust Josh Heupel. If Josh Heupel can make
Josh Heupel picked Milton over Hooker when they first were battling.
I'm not a hot take. Hooker probably stunk in practice. Everybody
Milton
talks about
stunk
how good
in the game. Which that, one matters? But
Joe Milton was a practice queen. Everybody knows that. He looks good. What are you talking about? And we ain't talking about practice. Says Allen Iverson.
Oh, I just.
I mean, Joe Milton won the Orange Bowl. Come on. How many other coaches are there in a Kirby Smart couldn't make him win the Orange Bowl. Except handing the ball over. I mean, that's what we did with him, too. But anyway.
I digress.
And Iamaliava stunk, too.
He really did. I went back and started watching a couple games.
We had rose-colored glasses on. We were homers, right?
We did. 100%. I mean, even the Vandy game, I watched it this morning. And I just went, God, he was atrocious.
He was just a shinier version of Joe Milton.
He was smaller, shinier.
He looked good. I mean, he looked good, and he had all Garantano. The attributes. Another practice queen.
He was. Yeah, he definitely deserves to be.
And now
UCLA.
He's out on the left coast.
That's back home.
Yeah, that's what because he wanted to go home. Wasn't any other factor than that.
That's correct.
Except that he evaluated himself way too high.
Syracuse, I'm picking a win in Atlanta. Chick-fil-A kickoff, whatever are they calling it.
Syracuse beating us?
No, Tennessee.
Oh, okay. Well, we're 14 points favorites.
Yeah.
I thought you said I'm picking Syracuse win. That sounds...
No. The Syracuse game, I'm picking the Vols to win. I still think at some point in there, and it could just be a first quarter, maybe even stretch it to a first half, that they're still close. And then you hope, you know, it gets kicked in.
I can take a pick or two.
I can tell you what. Aguilar goes out there and throws a couple picks in the first half. You will not see him the second half.
See, I disagree.
Because he's got someone right behind him. It's a tough battle. I mean, what they pick? They picked the starting quarterback, what, last week?
I mean, there's all kinds of games played with the coaches in that, too. Sure, maybe there was a battle. And I'm saying there probably was. But he probably knew way ahead of time. I mean, Aguilar is freaking 35 years old. Seems to be.
When he gets his last year here, he's going to sue and then go to BYU for another 2 years.
Sure. I mean, no, he's going to go on his religious experience and then go to BYU. That's what they do there. They send him out for their service and come back and play. That's why some of their linemen are 40.
Can of corn.
They've been out knocking on doors and riding bicycles for 3 years.
Can of corn. I'll be good. Can of corn.
Church of Latter-day Saints.
Following week, we just gotta burn through here. And before we continue, you're gonna know where I'm gonna give you a little lead here. Where I'm going with this is, I think Tennessee's ceiling
absolutely is 8 wins.
Is 9 wins.
Oh well, ESPN says 10. 10-2.
It's the unknown for me. And that may change after next week. After seeing them next week, it may change for me.
I mean, my ceiling's 6 in my mind. Just to be safe.
Pavi is going to do better than that with Vandy. Come on.
That guy's a bum.
He's hilarious.
He's like that guy that's everybody's friendly to his face behind closed doors. They hate him.
Yeah, they're going, God, I can't believe he won that lawsuit. We're going to be in a second with him one more time. Hey,
He did beat Alabama.
They beat Alabama.
Does he run his mouth?
But by him coming back one more year, and if he has the same results or better, Clark Lee would probably be able to get a quarterback to come.
The real question is why do they added more stands for the visitors? I guess it's done, right?
I think so.
They added 10,000 more seats for the 12 fans they got.
So we both have Syracuse as the first win, and then
sure.
ETSU
who went
3-8 last year.
They also beat Vanderbilt, by the way. Yes. ETSU beat Vanderbilt 2 years ago.
We're gonna see backups getting a lot of reps in that one.
I think we're probably paying $4 million.
Yeah,
this.
Yeah. Getting ready for the next week. We don't want people hurt in that second week, because the next week we host Georgia, who went 11.
I hate this. I hate this.
I do too. Yeah. This, I hate this. This is supposed to be the Florida game.
I hate. You're right. Well, we're supposed to have a bye week and then Florida.
And then Florida, right, yeah, yeah, around September 20th, yeah. So, yeah. Georgia, who went 11-3, SEC champs last year. They beat us last year in Athens 31-17. This one, the projection is a loss.
Well, sure.
Saying that Georgia's too deep defensively. Vols historically have struggled in the red zone. Even more so under Nico than anyone. So that could change. Because Aguilar he's
got some experience.
He may be able to change that.
He's got an NIL deal with the AARP.
I will give him that a little more elusive. Nico looked stupid running.
He's like the Hispanic version of Brett Favre, what I'm hearing, a gunslinger. I just made that up. I have heard he's a gunslinger.
I made half that up.
Well, I mean, I guess he's Hispanic. Aguilar has to be Hispanic.
So are we sitting here?
He's a gunslinger.
Are we both sitting here saying 2-1 at this point after week 3?
Yes.
Okay. And then UAB, we're not even going to talk about. Weak FBS team. They had 6 wins in 2024. Combined 6 wins. Oh, wow. With NMSU. So they went 3-9 themselves last year. Of course, in Knoxville, UAB. We're both going to say, what are we at now?
I mean, Trent Dilford is the head coach at UAB. Do you know who Trent Dilford is?
I know who Trent Dilford. He played for Tampa Bay.
He sure did. I think he won a Super Bowl at Tampa Bay.
I think he did, too.
I mean, who would want to live?
Do you remember the arcade game NFL Blitz?
I mean, I had that on my Sega.
I mean, that's how I picked them just because every time you threw it, Dilfer!
But, yeah, I mean, so what's that?
That's 3.
4-1?
That's
3-1.
That's 3-1.
Sure.
September 27th, our first away game, if you don't count the neutral. Mississippi State.
I've seen people picking them to beat us.
So Mississippi State is listed as a potential trap game. You're a road game in Starkville. They had a 2-10 record last year. They were the worst team in the SEC. You know,
normally held by Vandy, by the way.
They're normally held by Vandy. They're going to have a whiteout probably for that game.
So they're copying Penn State. Got it.
Right.
Can they do a maroon out?
I'm still going to give them.
Paint the bowl brown?
I'm still going to give Tennessee the win on that.
Oh, I am too. And that's crazy. I mean, and I'm always pessimistic.
So we're.
I don't know a single player on Mississippi State.
So we're.
I don't really keep up with that crap anymore because they all move around.
If they go another season like that, isn't their coach Jeff Lebby?
Yeah, isn't he like a hypo protege or something?
I mean, he did great when attached to Kiffin.
Sure. It's hard coaching in a third world country of Mississippi, I'm sure. I mean, Lane Kiffin's done pretty well at it.
A bye week in between there, only because I see the dates from September 27th to October 11th. And then Arkansas, who got us last year.
That's going to be a payback game.
Does Tennessee, they finish 7-6.
I mean, we saved Tippmann's job.
Is this a payback game or does Tennessee?
We win. I think
or does
we
Tennessee
win.
Fall to him? This is also listed as a trap game. KJ Jefferson is gone. Their defense pretty much returns.
How long did KJ Jefferson play?
Forever.
It felt like
I feel like we've been saying his name since Luke was on the show.
Joey Freshwater.
And then he
went off into the woods.
And then he's gone. He's off in the woods. So you're picking a win with that, which puts them at 5-1.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
6-1, right?
6-1. 2, 3, sure. You say it.
4. No, that's still 5.
Our only loss to this point is Georgia. There you go.
October 18th. Third week.
The third Saturday in October.
last year we got them 24-17 in Knoxville. Now we play in Tuscaloosa.
I would love to beat them there.
What
if we win there, I'd say they fired DeBo. That's how crazy I
know,
think they are.
You know... The projection is that we lose.
Sure.
But I do agree with you. I think, you know, that's one of the things that the fans aren't going to tolerate with that.
I mean, there is so many Alabama fans that have went into debt paying for the NIL collective instead of paying their house. And if they don't win, they fire the boat. Some guy out in freaking Coleman, Alabama made a decision.
Oh, I know where that's at.
To skip his rent payment and give $100 to the Tusk Foundation or whatever it's called in Alabama. He skipped rent. And he's like, if we don't win.
And he was already in debt because of the amount that he lost in Vegas. Putting it on.
They don't know how to do it. They don't lose it in Vegas. They lose it in the bingo hall.
Vegas? Why would I do that? I can go right up there. Let's go play bingo. I can go right up there.
I smoke cigarettes. Winston 100s.
Go right up there near that Tennessee line over there short of Memphis.
No, that's how they get around the gambling down south in the bingo halls.
Weird traveling back-to-back from Tuscaloosa up to Lexington, playing in the grocery.
Beat them we can't really throw that much shade anymore because our basketball arena is a grocery store.
True, but the football.
Sure.
I mean, we have a gas station on our field.
Well, they just pay for a sponsorship. They don't. It's still Neyland Stadium.
For now. Vols won 28-18 last year. They have not lost to Kentucky since 2020. Kentucky went 4-8 last year.
And with the most winning coach of Kentucky history, by the way.
And I think Tennessee just does it to them again.
I mean, death taxes. I say it every year.
And you know what?
Tennessee beats Kentucky in football and here recently pretty good in basketball, too.
Hosting the win in Norman last year, Oklahoma, who ended up 6-7, come to town.
Yeah, they're going to be really good this year. Oklahoma's going to be very good.
They are not listed as a trap game.
Because they're going to beat us.
And ESPN says that they're picking Tennessee right now.
That's crazy talk. They're trying to pump our time. I hate ESPN. Thank goodness Lee Corso's retiring this weekend.
I am saying loss number 3.
Sure, me too. That's 3. I don't think it's even a question. Matt, whatever his name is, that dude's going to be the truth, the quarterback there.
Then we had to spread the love around. First ever meeting, spread by love, I do mean money. First ever meeting, New Mexico State coming to Knoxville. They finished 3-9 last year. Of course, another win there. And then November 22nd, so weird to have this game so late in the year.
That's either good or bad.
It's either Lagway is beat up because he sucks and...
No, Lagway's very good. He's just built like a piece of paper.
Didn't he? I heard that he got hurt in preseason. Yeah,
apparently he's been in a boot. And his coach is Sunbelt Billy.
And Sunbelt Billy. They went 8-5 last year. Tennessee beat them 23-17 in OT. Does Tennessee do it again? They are listed as the trap game. It's always been a rough one. But it's in Gainesville, and that is something that we have not been good at, is beating them in Gainesville.
A lot of it depends on, I feel like the crowd's going to show up regardless, but it depends on how their seasons go, because we actually have the opportunity to maybe get 2 head coaches fired.
That's true.
I'm still saying
the 4th.
It all hinges on if Lagway's hurt or not.
Yes.
I suspect he will be hurt. Once again, he's built like a Kroger
preseason, band. Preseason. We haven't seen them. They lose to Florida.
Sure. Yeah.
You get me in there. You get me to the Oklahoma. You get me to the Oklahoma game, and we have beaten
everybody but Alabama and Georgia.
You give me a good fight against Alabama, and we lost it in the whatever. We looked good against these teams.
That's fine. I hate that, though. Be competitive.
Then I may change my mind on Florida.
Sure.
And last and certainly.
But you could also spin it if you were a Florida fan. You could almost say, death taxes in Florida beats Tennessee.
All right. Especially in Gainesville.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, especially in Gainesville. Last and certainly least, Vanderbilt, who finished 7-6 last year. The Vols, they punched that ticket to the CFP last year by that win, which was not beautiful. It was 14-0 in the first quarter.
If I do remember, it was balls cold, was it not? Was it raining?
It was cold. It was cold. Vanderbilt ran back the kickoff return, and then possession, punch out a strip of fumble away from Dylan Sampson, pull the ball out, and they go down score again. And then they just.
That kind of made me feel good because I remember in the 2000s, Tennessee would do that all the time, and I'd get so excited, and then we'd lose, right? So it just made me feel good.
Tennessee did play a good second half and got up 36-23. So definitely a win there. So we said four total losses. This is the first time that we've agreed preseason.
Man, that's bad.
I know.
I have Alabama. Yeah, Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma, Florida.
Yeah. Yeah. And I still
thank goodness we don't play Texas or.
Oh yeah, because
you know who else is going to be good this year? Sneaky good, Auburn.
No,
You know who else is going to be good? No. As bad as I hate to say it, Missouri.
No,
Drinkwitz, buddy.
No, and Hugh Freeze is gone after this year.
You watch and see.
I'm telling you.
Now I think a team that's going to be overrated is South Carolina. Lenore Sellers is pretty good.
He is.
I think he had LASIK done, which is good. But he should have kept the Rex. He should have kept the Rex specs, and that would have been his trademark.
That would have been his trademark.
I mean, it's like Horace Grant that used to play on the Magic back in the day. He had Rex specs too.
So ESPN final projection 10-2, SEC record of 6-2.
If we go 10-2, we're knocking on the door again.
If you go 10-2, you are going CFP berth. Yep.
And, I don't know, since we got the doors blown off of us last year, that's going to hold us back a little bit.
Yeah, but you got to look at that it was the absolute number one purchased team. You said they're going to win the whole thing. When we did the show right afterwards, right after that loss, and you said how they played Tennessee and that top tier defense. This team's going all the way, and they did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they're liable to do it again. I mean, if they're preseason number three, they already put Texas up there with Arch Manning he's got a little bit of case of the butterfingers. I want him to do okay. Well, that's me being a homer, and then transfer to us next year.
We finished off last year as number eight.
Sure.
Have you looked to see where we dropped to in the preseason poll?
Yeah, we're 24th.
Coach's poll has us at 18th.
I mean, that's probably more credible.
I could see. I agree with 18. 24, where's Vandy? 25?
I mean, if you ask Pavia, they're number one. He's probably as tall as you are, Bird. No disrespect.
Yeah, no, I think he's 5'8".
With cleats.
with cleats. Yeah. Texas at number one. You know, how many do we have in there? We got Texas. We've got Georgia.
Georgia.
We've got Alabama.
Ohio State.
No. I was just SEC teams.
LSU
in there. South Carolina's in there.
I mean, Florida's, if they're not good, Brian Kelly's getting canned.
Oklahoma's in there. A&M's sure. In there. Ole Miss is in there. Tennessee's in there. That's nice.
Yeah, we do get – the SEC does get a lot of love, and I've say it every year, and I'm going to say it multiple times this year. I'm going to beat a dead horse. I'm not a SEC homer. The Big Ten's been better than us the past couple years as a conference.
Yeah.
On the top end. On the top end. On the bottom end.
Right. Garbage. But on the top
end.
And
most of the time, you always want to be a top and not a bottom. You know what I'm saying? If you're in that situation, of course.
If you're,
you want your top better than your bottom.
How in the world is Texas and Penn State above Ohio State in a preseason?
Oh, they got Penn State number two. I don't know. I mean, James Franklin is Diego Pavia in coaching world. Even though he is pretty good this year, but they never win the big game. But they've been saying that forever too. They said that about Kirby. They said that about Jason or whatever. I said about said Jason Day, the golfer. Ryan Day in Oklahoma. But Franklin's been around longer. And Penn State has that money to throw around too. But they'll never get over Joe Paterno. I thought about tying jokes together out there, but I said, you know what, I'm gonna stop.
Well, we are 33 minutes in. We've made our picks. We both agree. For the first time in Tennessee Fan Talk history, we have agreed on a preseason pick.
I do have one more question. Are we about to cut it?
No. What you got?
Oh, well, because you've seen where next year the SEC is going to nine game season.
Nine game, right.
And there's three annuals. Who's your annuals? I think I know your annuals. You probably don't know my annuals.
Who is our permanent three?
Yeah, because there's three, and they haven't came out yet. Obviously, everybody knows who one is.
Yeah, Alabama.
Sure. Okay, go.
Number two, Florida.
I knew you'd say that. I say no, but go ahead.
Number three, does it have to be your in-state rivalry person?
That's one. That's my number three.
So
yes.
It's got to be Vandy.
Sure.
So who are you replacing Florida with?
Kentucky.
Hmm.
Now, that's what I want.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Honest, oh, that's 100%. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If our permit, yeah.
And if they would have never got rid of the beer barrel, it might have been that way. The game might have meant more. Because I've seen idiots out there on there's, I'm a proud Tennessee fan, but we got some dummies out there in the world saying that we're rivals with Georgia.
No, what are they never talking about? Never.
It's like, if that's the case, you're rivals with everybody in the SEC, which I don't agree with. Do I hate everyone in the SEC? Yes. Are we rivals with them? No. Like, I hate Alabama so much, I hope the dog don't come back. But, you know, Georgia, I just hate them. They're like neighbors. Yeah, I don't want to talk to them.
You know, I might have to agree with you. Tennessee, Florida, all-time series, total meeting. Total meetings, 54 games. Tennessee is 22 wins, 32 losses. Okay?
Yeah, how many times have we played Kentucky?
The rivalry heated up in the 90s, of course, and 2000s, and bum. All that jazz.
With all due respect.
Tennessee and Kentucky all-time series, 120 games, 85 wins, 26 losses, 9 ties. First ever matchup, 1893.
Give me that. I mean, obviously I want Kentucky because we beat them every year.
Yes.
We do not beat Florida every year, and Florida will eventually, like they mm-hmm. they'll stumble across a freaking Josh Heupel too,
mm-hmm. and
maybe Golich would be that. Yeah, that
would be the one. They just bring him up from
UCF or USF,
wherever he's, and then oh goodness gracious, that'd be sad. Tennessee had a 26 win game from 1985 to 2010. Against Kentucky, one of the longest in NCAA history. Come on, now, bring it back.
They're not going to do it. Sankey's not going to do it. Or whatever. Is that his name right?
Yeah, Greg Sankey. Yeah.
He's not going to do it because it's all about the dollar bills, y'all. Yeah. And it's a lot easier to market Tennessee, Florida than it is Tennessee, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Now,
Kentucky's permanent opponent is Missouri.
Vanderbilt. And
South Carolina.
No, that's too easy. See, that's the thing. They're going to have to spread it out. Like, you know, Georgia and Auburn and Florida. Georgia, Auburn, Florida. Those are easy. Bam,
right.
There you go.
Right.
Alabama, Tennessee, Auburn. There's Alabama's three.
I would love to not play Georgia every year. That's going to be nice.
We're not going to have to. They, for she's and geese, for S's and G's, they might make it Oklahoma for us until Josh Heupel goes back there.
You kiss your mother with that mouth.
I mean, it's a fear of mine. I'm open about it. I'm not gonna lie to you. It is a fear of mine.
And we've
and if you it. if any other Tennessee fan says it's not, they're in denial.
Denial is not just a river in Egypt.
I mean that's Texas, Oklahoma. I'm doing Texas here. Texas, like I'm. Well, yeah. Here's the thing: like a school like LSU. They don't have a rival in my book. Sure, they play Florida. Like somebody says Florida.
Florida.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Ole Miss looks at them as their rival, but like they don't look at, you know, it's not reciprocal.
Yeah.
LSU, and then you have Arkansas because it's the battle of the boot or something. Come on, man.
Arkansas don't have any rivals.
Yeah, Arkansas's rivals are going to be Kansas State and.
If Costco came out with a team, that would be.
And that's crazy. You would think Arkansas would have more NIL money with Walmart money out there. You'd think so. And Tyson Chicken? And Jerry Jones?
Well, the problem, yeah.
So you're saying Alabama, Florida, Vandy? Is that what you're saying?
Alabama, Florida, Vandy.
It might be Alabama, Florida, Kentucky.
I'd go with that too. Just to, you know, whatever.
I mean, normally Vanderbilt and Kentucky are, plug and play. Either way, it doesn't really matter. Normally.
We'll know.
And yeah, next year
we will know. Next year.
Can you just imagine, though, somebody like Missouri getting Missouri, Texas A&M, and Kentucky? And Missouri gets Kentucky, Texas A&M, and Auburn.
That was hit the wrong button.
We're back. It's new. We don't know what to do with our hands.
What do I do with my hands?
But we still got it. At the same time.
Oh, that's great. That right there makes me wish we were still doing video.
See, that's why I wore this, just in case, folks. I have an Adidas
shirt. You never know.
You never know when you're going to see
never
it.
Know when,
I always have something on.
Never know when Bird's going to, you know.
Yeah, because I'm no bottom.
Change it up.
I don't know if that's going to make the cut, folks. It's funny, though.
It'll make the cut.
Wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.